I always love days where we have visitors in the studio, and it's a first for me having Matt Johnner in the studio. Welcome, buddy.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks for having me in today.
Yeah. How's your summer been?
It's been fantastic. You know, busy with music, busy with getting up to the cabin. Couldn't ask for more.
Where's the cabin at?
We have a cabin. It's not at a lake. We have a hunting cabin. So it's just north of town.
And
we have
a nice. So a little bit of camping, a little bit of hunting.
Exactly. It's just out in the wilderness. So I love it.
I feel like a busy summer is good because, I mean, especially with music or life stuff. I mean, it goes by that much quicker, but then your life is so much richer as a result. You have so much going on.
Absolutely.
So, you got a show coming up tomorrow night at the Capitol Music Club. How are we feeling?
Feeling excited. This is this is gonna be a fun one. We got a lot of good folks coming out, and it's just gonna be a fun night.
Have you played in that room before?
I have. I did a show there back in February with Hallie Ponton, and I've been at the open mic there quite a bit, just practicing my performing. So tomorrow night's the big night, and we'll see everybody there.
Well, you were saying that your band is coming in from Edmonton today.
Yeah, my little brother goes to school in Edmonton along with our drummer. And so they're coming in from Edmonton tonight, and we're going to be ready to go tomorrow.
Awesome. Well, you guys are hitting the stage alongside Evan Baxter. I had the privilege of seeing Evan Baxter before. I think we've got a stacked lineup for Country Dance at the Capitol tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night. Evan is a fantastic singer, very talented fellow, so it's going to be a good time.
You kind of made your solo debut in country music not that long ago. DUI came out and won the adoration of the masses. We had that on our Ride It or Bucket. People were like voting Ride It to high heaven, like people are
great.
Loving
yes,
that.
Thank you to everybody who voted for that. I appreciate it a lot.
So, how did DUI come together?
I was driving down the highway for work one day, and I saw a billboard about getting an actual DUI and like don't drive under the influence. And I was like, there's got to be some way to link that to driving under the influence of a girl.
Yeah,
and you know, being so like drunk in love kind of thing, as cheesy as that is. And then I just kind of jotted down some ideas, took it to my brother Luke, and we wrote the song in one session. And yeah, that's how that started.
It reminds me of something that my mom used to say to me when I was a teenager, like when I first started dating and you know, like at supper I would only dish out a couple of things and she'd be like, you gotta be eating more. You can't live on love, you know.
yeah unless you're the Alan Jackson song Living on Love.
Not good nutritional advice, but
no exactly.
So you come from a family with some very musical genetics, your dad and your uncle obviously. So I'm just curious, how long has this been a goal for you? How long have you wanted to do this? Has this been an entire life thing for you, or how long have you considered going solo?
Well, I've been playing drums with the Johnner Brothers, my dad's band, for the last 8 years. Never really thought of it as a career. I didn't want to be a career drummer. I worked in the trades for 3 years after high school, and then just last January, I quit my job, and I was like, what do I want to do? And that's when I was really like, you know, I love music, but I want to sing. I don't want to be a drummer my whole life. I still love the drums, and I'll play drums the rest of my life, but I want to be a singer. And so I just started going to open mics and writing music and putting out music, and one thing leads to another, and now we're here.
And the rest is history. Yeah. I love that. Once we get past tomorrow night's show, do you have some things lined up? Do you have some sort of plans for the music project?
Yeah, this fall and winter will be more so focused on writing and putting together maybe an EP or something. But I got lots more shows booked all up until the end of 2024. Some local corporate gigs, some bar gigs, opening up for some bands at the Long Branch in the next coming months. So things are coming together. I mean, I can't really plan much in this line of work. It's just whatever happens. But I feel like I'm flying by the seat of my pants, but I love doing it.
I feel like everyone I talk to at this stage in their career says the same thing. Like, I'm just sort of on this roller coaster.
Yeah, it's scary, but it's fun. You
know? Is there anything that you've sort of, going from, you know, being a drummer into being a solo artist, any like valuable lessons that you've sort of learned that you wish you had known longer?
I'm not sure. Like, I definitely think being a drummer and having that rhythm kind of internally locked in inside me has helped a lot. I know in my song DUI there's a tons of different rhythms being played by different instruments, and I think it all comes together to make a very fun feeling. So that has helped, and I had the pleasure of playing drums on my own song, so I was the session drummer in that case, and it just means a lot more to me when I can play multiple instruments on the song.
So. Can you play drums while you sing?
A little bit. It's hard. It's very hard. It's like adding a fifth limb. But I'll sing harmony in the Jonna Brothers band. But it's tough. There's definitely some parts where I just drop out because I can't do my fill while I'm singing.
Right. Well, it always blows my mind when that happens at a show. Like, it was the first time I ever went to see Eagles, and like Don Henley drums while he sings. And I didn't know that before going to the show. So I was like completely mind blown. It's so insane that people are able to do that.
Yeah, it's very difficult. It's very difficult.
Is there anything like musically, like in terms of instruments that you've always wanted to learn, but you've never gotten the time?
Yeah, I've always wanted to learn fiddle or harmonica. Yeah. I don't know why those two instruments. I'm just like, I would love that. But I feel like there's such a long learning process for those that I don't know if I'll ever get to it.
It's like there's a learning curve, but how willing are you to get past the learning curve, right?
Exactly.
Love that. So to close out interviews, we do a thing that we like to call rapid fire rodeo. Just a couple of totally unrelated questions.
Great.
Kind of rapid fire. No hot sauce involved, but
okay.
You down for this?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So, first one here. If you were to describe your life with a movie title, what do you think it would be? I know, putting you on the spot.
These are impossible questions. Movie title. Let's go with Up, because I'm always looking onwards and upwards.
Ooh, I like that. That was like way more inspirational.
Some inspiration for you today on a Friday.
Okay, and this is a way easier one. What's a band or an artist that people might be surprised to find out that you're a fan of?
Okay, so I just found this band. They're called Sabaton.
Okay.
They're from Sweden, I think, and they're like a metal band, which I don't typically like metal music, but they're kind of all like Vikings, and it's very like intense, epic, like almost video game music. Anyways, I listen to it at the gym, and it just gets me going. So look up Sabaton. They're amazing.
I'm a metal guy, so I'm definitely going to check that out. Okay, last one. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve... Probably anything to do with drivers. Traffic just seems to be getting worse. So, you know, when people aren't signaling or just not being, you know, respectable drivers on the road, that really gets to me.
The radio station being like right off Circle Drive, you know, driving home every day.
I bet.
It's the same thing. Matt Jonner is going to be playing the Capitol Music Club tomorrow night, and special guest Evan Baxter is going to get that stage warmed up. I know it's going to be a killer show. If you haven't gotten your tickets already, you absolutely should. And when we're wrapped up in just a couple moments here, we're going to have a pair of tickets to give away as well. Matt, break a leg tomorrow.
Thank you.
Please don't actually break a leg. But
metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, break the metaphorical leg. I know it's going to be a great time. Like your experience at the Capitol, you know it's such a fun room to be in.
Absolutely.
For both playing on stage and for being in the crowd, which you absolutely should be. Matt Jonner, once again, thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks for having me in, Jared.